Christmas time. I remember my brother and I, James, we slept in the same bed, not only at Christmas time, but always. And, you know, parents are funny because kids have a great time. It's like around 9 o'clock at night. That's when kids, I really had a great time. We were laughing and giggling and bumping our head. You know, having a great pouring water on each other. And the first thing the parent says, "You're getting silly. Go to bed." You know, they don't understand. You know, why? How come we're having fun? No, we want you to look like us. Be evil, smoke, drink, you know, that kind of thing. But, now, I remember waiting for Santa Claus. And Santa Claus, to me, was the great man. You know, gifts are coming. And wondering if I had been good during that time of the whole year and everything. And we couldn't wait for Santa Claus to come. And the heart's really tom, 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 tom. You know, Santa Claus is coming. I wish he'd come now. You know, and the clock stops. It just stops. He never comes. So he said, "Well, now, for Santa Claus to come, let's go to sleep now." Yeah, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Try and go to sleep. You know, run upstairs and jump in the bed. You ever really try and go to sleep? Nothing, you know. And then you start talking. "Fetcher, why'd you tear Bob? Fetcher. You kids better be quiet. That's not us talking. We're not talking up there. You better go to sleep or Santa Claus is going to give you nothing. Put coal in your stocking." "See, that? It's your fault. He's going to put coal in your stocking." "No, he's not going to put it in mine. He's put it in your stocking." "Yeah, and if he does, I'm going to tell him that you went to bed every night, too. And I'm tired of rolling over on the coal spot. I'll tell you that right now. I'm sick of this." Yeah. No, we really had a great time, my brother and I.